Good. All right. I hear myself now. Good. Well, good morning, Goshen, New York. Good morning. I am excited to be with you all this morning. I counted not Robert to be here. I counted a pleasure and an honor and a privilege. And I am humbled to worship with you all this morning. First, I want to give honor to God, who is the head of my life, who is my source of strength, and who I get my moving and my very being all from him. I bring you greetings from the Highway Church of Patterson, where I faithfully serve, and my bishop and pastor is the Bishop Liston Page II. I'm excited to be here today and worship with you all. I want to take a moment to honor all the ministers and the elders and the deacons and the laity alike. I honor both clergy and laity, and because you all play a vital role in the growing of this ministry here at Goshen, New York. Also want to honor my wife, my beautiful wife, Kersha, my children, Josiah, Janiah, Jaya, and Jackson. Again, I thank you for the opportunity today to share what the Lord has put on my heart for you all today. And I pray something that I say will edify you, it will encourage you, and it will point us all back to Jesus Christ. All right. Now that we have protocol all out the way, I'm ready to get started. So I'm going to let y'all know a little something. I might be a little excited up here. I might be a little animated up here. So, you know, if that's all right with you, can I preach how I like to preach? If that's so, can you speak back to me and say, preach how you like to preach, preacher? Oh, see, there we go. See, now, y'all done gave me permission now, all right? Y'all done gave me permission, all right? All right, so today I want to talk from the topic of I am not ashamed. Now, this message today came from a long time ago, a personal conviction that I had with being ashamed, technically, of the gospel of Jesus Christ. One day I had found myself, as I was riding in my car, I found myself, you know, sometimes you play music, you know, before in the world you like to play your music. I used to like to listen to rap music, so I probably may have bathed in some Tupac or something back then. And I found myself, when I played my Christian music, and then I ride around my town, I wouldn't play my Christian music as high as I would the music I did for the world. And then one day, I was sitting in my prayer time, and God asked me, said, are you ashamed of me? And I was like, no, God, what are you talking about? I'm not ashamed of you. Like, no, I mean, you know, I talk about the word, and I go to church on Sunday and all that stuff. I'm not ashamed. He said, but when you ride in your car and you play the other music, you play the other music loud and you keep my music low. And that convicted him. I said, no. I said, God, I'm in my head, I'm like, I don't think I really do that, Lord. But then as I started driving my car, I would find myself, every time I played music, I find myself going like this and trying to turn the radio down. And I got confused. I said, oh, no, wait. And there was a point in time where it was a struggle for me not to turn that radio down. And God really put that on my heart of this, I am not ashamed. Right? So that's what I want to talk to you guys about today, being ashamed. It's a personal conviction for you guys today, right? So I want to open up with a question. And the question is, if being a Christian was illegal, would there be enough evidence to convict you? Let me say that one more time. If being a Christian was illegal, would there be enough evidence to convict you? I want you to sit and ponder on that for a moment, right? Because we live in a world where everyone is showing off what they believe in, who they are, what they stand for, even if it's wild, even if it's broken, even if it's backwards, or even if it's straight up sinful, right? But what about us? What about us, the ones who have the truth, the ones who have been saved? Are we bold or are we hiding? I want to submit to you a scripture, Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. I'm going to read out of the New American Standard Bible. And it says this, and this is the scripture that the Lord convicted and put on my heart when I was going through that time. He says, you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand. And it gives light to all those who are in the house. Your light must shine before people in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. So my first point today, I think I have 7 points, but don't worry, I'm going to get through them quick. I won't keep you long. Is light was never meant to be hidden. God didn't save you. God didn't change you. God didn't heal you just so you could keep it to yourself. You don't light a candle and then cover it up. Light was always meant to be seen. And guess what? God says, you are that light. Everybody say, I was made to be seen. Yeah, you were made to be seen. We don't need another secret Christian. God is not a secret to be kept. It is time that we personally stop living undercover. Stop living ashamed. Stop turning down our music when we're riding in the car. Let me put it to you another way that may help you explain it better. I'm gonna read the verse again, but I want to read it in the Message version. And I love the way the Message version puts it. Here's another way to put it. Here's another way to put it. You are here to be light, bringing out the God colors in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We're going public with this, as public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you? I'm putting you on a light stand. And now that I've put you there, on a hilltop, on a light stand, shine. Keep open house. Be generous with your lives by opening up to others. You'll prompt people to open up with God, this generous Father in heaven. God did not call you to blend in. He didn't call you to blend in. He called you to stand out. Do you know what we are when we hide that we're the fact that we are a Christian, when we cover up our light, when we get ashamed, you know what we are? We're shady. Yeah, exactly as it sounds. Yes, the slang term, shady. We're shady. We're dishonest. We're acting in a disreputable manner. You won't reveal the God inside of you? I don't know why sometimes as Christians we do this. I don't know why we sometimes get ashamed of being a Christian, of being ashamed of who we are, being ashamed to talk about Christ outside of these four walls. Which leads me to my second point. Everyone else is loud when we are quiet. Come on, let's be real. The partier is out showing off. The gossiper is out showing off. Our politicians are out showing off. Social media influencers are out showing off. The atheist, the agnostic, the spiritual but not religious crowd, they're all out here unashamed. The celebrities, the talk show hosts, the self-made millionaires, all of them are out here unashamed. And here we are, sometimes, the church, hiding. The issue is really, is that we struggle with being in the world, but not of it. Y'all know that scripture. Deep down, sometimes we want to do everything the world does. So sometimes we compromise ourselves. We hide who God has told us who we truly are, just so we can blend in with everyone else. We're afraid of rejection. We feel the pressure of society that demands we look, talk, and act just like them. But I'm here to tell you all today, it's time to stop hiding. You don't have to be afraid or ashamed of who God has called you to be. Day by day, this world is getting crazier. The world is getting darker. And we're sitting in silence, holding back, proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I'm not just talking about, you know, here at church on Sunday. Because we come here at church on Sunday, we worship, and that's good, right? We don't have that problem coming here worshiping, fellowshiping with one another, talking about Christ with one another. But when we get out in that world, sometimes it's a different story. And we should do that. We should come to church. We should build each other up. But guess what? My third point. God has given us a commission. We are commissioned, and we should not be complacent. What commission are you talking about, Elder? Matthew 28:19. It says, go, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to follow all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. God has commissioned. God didn't just commission the elder, the minister, the fivefold ministry. That's not just their job. Matter of fact, the Bible says that's for the equipping of the saints for when you come here. But you guys have a job outside of the church to be talking to people, witnessing to people. Matter of fact, you should be able to get people here saved before they come to the church. You should be able to lead somebody to Christ and then say, hey, now come fellowship here with us so now you can be equipped to do the work of the ministry. That's going to make disciples. We are recruiters for the kingdom of God. Just like the army. The army goes out and they try to recruit. They go around trying to make disciples, teaching them the way of the army. They're not ashamed to get dressed in their, you know, in their uniforms, and they go out and spread the army's gospel, hand out their little pamphlets. We have to be that same way. We can't hide who we are. The world is not ashamed of doing what it's doing. They are proud of being in their sin. They flaunt it, matter of fact. If you look at the television shows and stuff, that they flaunt it. They boast about it. They brag about it. And they don't have a problem with it. Now, we can be all over our social media with the newest TikTok dances and our stories and reels about, you know, where we're eating or promoting our favorite celebrities or what they're up to. And in person, we catch up on the newest TV shows, basketball game, football game, baseball game. We do and talk about everything else. But sometimes, when it comes to Jesus outside of these four walls, we can tend sometimes to be silent. We can tend sometimes to be silent. But get this, the Bible says this. It says, how would they hear without a preacher? And before you say, because I know what's in your head, before you say, that's not me, let's look at, I want you to get an understanding of the Greek word preach. The Greek word preach means, it's kerso, and it means to proclaim. So guess what? You don't need a microphone to preach the gospel. You just need your testimony. You just need to be a witness. Everybody say, I am the preacher. You're the preacher. You can go out there and witness just like I'm in here teaching. You can go out there and witness. You don't have to have a wealth of knowledge. The gospel message is what? Jesus saves. God gave you a story. You have scars, but we are ashamed of what God has brought from us. We are afraid to tell our story. We are worried about being judged or criticized or ostracized. Don't be ashamed of what God has delivered you from. Newsflash, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But like I said, the testimony is Jesus saves. And because he has delivered me, because he has delivered you, we can now tell the whole world about him, about what he's done for us. That's the good news of the gospel of the kingdom. You are a light. You're a light. My fourth point, the world is bold in sin, so we must be bold in our salvation. There was a time where people used to be ashamed of their sin. But if you look around this world, people are not ashamed of being in sin nowadays. They're not ashamed. They're bold. Sin is boldly present, from politics to athletics to social media to television to music. The world is full of itself, and it boasts about how great it is. But we can't be that. We can't boast about those things. That must not be us. We must not boast or brag in ourselves, but we still can't be silent. Say, I will not be quiet when my God has been faithful. Oh, that didn't sound convincing to me. I need you to say, I will not be quiet when my God has been faithful. You got to speak those things. This has to become part of your vocabulary. This has to become part of your language, right? What does Psalms 34 say? It says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul will make its boast in the Lord, and the humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and exalt his name together. Your praise and your testimony is not just for you. It's to help someone else. What you go through is for the glory of God to be revealed. We boast in the Lord and not in ourselves. We shine not to show off, but we shine to show him off. I'm going to say something else again. Say this, my light points to his love. It's you. It's your light. It's your light that points to his love. And guess what? We can't hide and help at the same time. You can't do it. You ever play hide and go seek and you're trying to hide and your friend's about to get caught? You really can't help them, because if you make the noise, guess what? You're going to get caught, right? But as Christians, we can't hide and help at the same time. So we have to be bold. So we have to be loud about God. We can't play hide and seek with God. And then what we have to realize is, I know it's a lot of things going in the world, and we want the world to be right. We want them to do right. We want them to do better. But guess what? The world doesn't just need correction. It needs connection. You want to reach the next generation? Be real. Be transparent. Sometimes we got to stop being fake holy. Stop pretending like we never struggled. Stop hiding our testimonies like there's something to be ashamed of. We have to stop. We did not always have it together. We can't be holier than that. We didn't have it together. You have to share your testimony. The brother who was drunk, hey, man, you want to know something? Back in 82, I had the same issue as you. And hear how I came out, because I found the Lord. That's showing your light. But when you hide and act like you always had it all together, you're not showing your light. You're ashamed of where you've come from. You can't be ashamed of where you, it's all right. God brought you out of it. That's the testimony. That's the glory. That's the glory of God being revealed. And here's how you win it. Here's how we, matter of fact, your story might be the survival guide for someone else's struggle. It just might be. And here's an example of how we should witness this to everyone. The rest of Psalms 34, verse 4 through 8, he says, I sought the Lord. We can tell somebody, I sought the Lord, and he heard me and answered me and delivered me from my fears. Those who look to him are radiant, and their faces will never be ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard me and saved me out of all my troubles. And then the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. I need you to taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. That's got to be our testimony. Why? Because your testimony is someone else's breakthrough. Say that. My testimony is someone else's breakthrough. Let them know that God can redeem anything. Why? Because he has redeemed you. He's redeemed you. But you know what? I get it. I get it. You rather fit in. We rather fit in to be talked about, you know. We might not want to go through the process of doing this work, you know. We don't want to work, you know. But if you realize the real person, if you look at the world, the real true athlete who wants to make it to the NBA or the NFL or the musician or the singer or the dancer or the actor, in order to get where they're destined to be, they don't care about who ridicules them. They don't care. Matter of fact, they separate themselves from those people. They surround themselves with people who are doing exactly what they're doing. They lose friends. People might still talk about them, but guess what? They still stay true to who they are. They don't hide themselves through the persecution, through the ridicule, through the criticism. This is the same how our walk must be with God, with Christ, because when you're walking with Christ, when you're walking towards your purpose, you're going to suffer. There's going to be some persecution. You might lose some friends. You might even lose some family members. But guess what? The suffering that we go through, this suffering is for the right reason. And that's my point. He says suffering for the right reason, right? 1 Peter 4, 13 and 16 says, but rejoice insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. If you are insulted for the name of Christ, he says this, he says, you are blessed. You are blessed if you're insulted for the name of Christ, because the spirit of the glory of God rests upon you. So if people talk about you, people mock you, if people unfriend you, let them. You're not here for them anyway. You're here for Jesus. Real growth requires separation, and real purpose requires persecution. So don't let a temporary opinion block your eternal assignment. Yeah, I need y'all to say this one more thing with me. I say, I know who I am, and I'm not hiding anymore. So if you know who you are, if you're insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed. You're blessed. And the Spirit of God rests upon you. And when the Spirit of God rests upon you, guess what you have? You have power. You have power. Oh, you don't believe me? Acts 1 and 8. I got scripture for that. Acts 1 and 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria to all the ends of the earth. So it's the Holy Spirit who gives you the power to witness. So once you decide to stop holding your light and you allow the Spirit to rest on you, you don't have to know the words to say to witness to somebody. Matter of fact, I'll give you one story. I was in the church I was at, Greater Faith Church of the Abundance. I wasn't a minister yet, but I was in the back. I was doing audio in the booth. And I clearly heard God tell me to do something. God said, go over and tell that young man what I told you to tell him. And I'm literally right there sitting having a conversation with God. Like, what are you talking about, God? You didn't tell me to say nothing. Like, that's a grown man. I ain't going to go over there and tell him nothing. And then so I sat there, and then I heard it again. He said, go over there and tell him what I told you to tell him. I'm like, God, what are you talking about? You didn't tell me to tell him anything. You didn't say that. I told you he's a grown man. Like, what am I going to say to him that's going to get in the move? And then I sat there again. He asked me one more time. He said, go over there and tell you what I tell him. I said, God, you didn't say anything. And then all of a sudden, I felt as if God was going like this. Go tell him what I told you to tell him, right? And so I was like, okay, God, I'm getting up. And when I decided to be obedient to the word of the Lord, I walked over there. I didn't know what I was going to say to this young man. I walked over there, and as soon as I got to him, because I was willing to be obedient to what God asked me to do, words just started coming out of my mouth. And it was what that young man needed to hear. We just have to be willing. We just have to be obedient to the call of God. It don't matter where you are. You could be in a supermarket. But if you're willing to share, you don't know who God's going to put you in front of. But you got to be willing. And God, the Holy Spirit, he's going to give you the power to be a witness. That's what he said. It says, the Holy Spirit, you will see the power of the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses. That's how you witness. You don't have to know the words to say. It is the Holy Spirit who brings back the remembrance of his word to you. You may not think you know all these scriptures, but guess what? The Holy Spirit is going to bring back to you the remembrance of the scriptures when it's time for you to speak. You have the power to witness. You have the power to be a light. And it is the Holy Spirit who empowers you, your light, to shine. And how do we shine? You shine by the way you carry yourself in the break room. You shine by the way you speak when you're frustrated. You shine by the way you respond to injustice. You respond by the way you handle temptation. You shine by the way you lead your children. You shine by the way you treat the cashier at the grocery store. You shine by the way you honor God when nobody's watching. That's what it means to be his witness. And when people ask, hey, why are you so different? That's your door. That's your opportunity to testify. And you don't have to have a sermon. Just your story. Just your encounter. Just Jesus. So if you have to suffer a little bit for your light to shine so that someone else can come out of the dark, guess what? That's what Jesus did for you. He suffered so you could shine. He went to the cross so you could shine. He took all your dark sins so you could shine. His blood was shed so you could shine. His blood cleansed you. His blood that made you white as snow. His blood that made you whole so you could shine. So why will we hide our light? Why will we keep away what Jesus did for us? Why will we be ashamed of what he has brought us out of? Why will we not tell of the power of his blood? No more hiding. No more hiding. You were made to shine. You are called to proclaim. That means preach. You are called to proclaim. You are created to be a witness. Don't let shame steal your story. And don't let fear keep your mouth shut. Stop hiding. God has made you a light in a dark world. Tasked with leading people from darkness to his great light. So we can't be ashamed. We will not be ashamed. We have to be bold. We have to brag. We must boast on what the Lord has done for us. We must be proud members of the body of Christ, proclaiming the gospel to anyone and everyone who can hear. I want y'all to do this last thing with me. I want you to repeat after me. I want you to proclaim this to the world and as loud and as bold as you can. Say, I am not afraid. I am a child of God. I will boldly proclaim his word. I will testify what he's done for me. I will use my past as a platform for his glory. I am a light in a dark world. I will not cover it up. I'm no longer in hiding. Here I am, Lord. Use me. I am not ashamed. Matthew 5, 14 through 16. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand. And it gives light to all those who are in the house. Your light must shine before people in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Don't be ashamed of the gospel. Don't be like me when I was younger and turn down that radio. Turn that radio up. Turn it up. Individually, you all have the power to witness. I told this to my school. I work at Eastern Christian High School, and sometimes I do chapel there. And I told the kids there, the graduating class, I said, you guys are going off to do whatever career path that you're going to do. I said, but here's the truth. You're not becoming... If you want to be a doctor, if you want to be a teacher, if you want to be a lawyer, if you want to be an engineer, yeah, those might be your professions, but that's not your real profession. Those things are just tools for you to be a witness for the gospel of Jesus Christ. How many opportunities as doctors do you have to witness to people? You see people every day, so you always have an opportunity to be a witness. As a teacher, you always have an opportunity to be a witness. As a psychiatrist, you always have an opportunity to be a witness. As a police officer, you always have an opportunity to be a witness. Are you using the tools that God gave you to be a witness to his holy word? We can't be ashamed. We cannot hide the fact that we are Christians living for Christ. This is why I wear the shirt that my wife made. I'm a proud member of the Jesus Club. Now, maybe 15, 20 years ago, it might have been turning down my radar. I might not want to wear the shirt so bold. But now, I wear all these shirts all the time, boldly, wherever I go. Even when I was a young minister, at first time, like, I would go to church and I had to have my collar on for one Sunday. And then after I came out of church, I'd take that collar off quick. I'm like, and God convicted me of that. I'm like, nah. And so now I go right to the supermarket with my collar. Hey, good morning, how you doing? Yes, 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 word of the Lord, yes. Because I'm not ashamed of who God has called me to be. And that has to be all of us. Because if you witness to somebody, this church will be packed. Y'all would need three services if we all will be a witness. Because like I said before in the beginning, if you should be able to get them saved before they come here at Goshen. And then they come here to get equipped and trained and go further and deeper in their studies in the ministry. No more being ashamed. No more hiding. No more hiding who God is and who you are. You are the light of the world. Why? Because Christ is living inside of you. Don't hide your light. Father, in the name of Jesus, how we come to you today with open hearts and lifted hands. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, that you are the God who sees us. You are the God who saves us. And you are the God who calls us out of darkness into your marvelous light. Lord, forgive us. Forgive us at the times that we were silent when we should have spoken up. Forgive us for the moments we chose comfort over calling. For every time we dimmed our light to make others feel comfortable. For every opportunity we missed to tell someone about you. God, we repent today. Today, Lord, we draw a line in the sand. We refuse to live undercover anymore. We refuse to live in fear. We refuse to live in shame. Why? Because you weren't ashamed of us when you went to that cross. So we would no longer be ashamed of you. Oh, Lord, ignite a fire in our hearts again. Awaken a boldness in our spirit, Lord. Let a holy confidence rise up inside of us. A confidence not based on our ability, but on your power. Lord, teach us how to live unashamed. Teach us how to walk as light bearers. Give us courage in every conversation. Give us grace for every moment. And when the world rejects us, remind us that you accept us. God, when we give you stories, when we give you our stories, take the pain, the process, the past, we place it all in your hands. Use it, Lord. Use our scars to heal someone else. Use our testimonies to break chains. Use our voices to declare freedom. Let our lives become a megaphone for your glory. Oh, Lord, we speak over this generation, the youth, the broken, the lost, the searching. Let them rise up with power. Let them be drawn to the light. Let them find Jesus through our obedience. Make us walking, breathing testimonies of grace. Lord, strip us of pride. Break the chains of shame and destroy the spirit of fear. And replace it with boldness of the Holy Spirit. Lord, give us eyes to see the lost, ears to hear your voice, and hearts that beat for the broken. Lord, we declare from this day forward that we are no longer in hiding. We are stepping out. We are standing up. We are speaking loud. We are not ashamed. We are not afraid. We are not backing down. We are soldiers in your army, ambassadors of the kingdom, proclaimers of the gospel, and proud to bear the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, use us, Lord. Send us, stretch us. And when we get weak, remind us that your strength is made perfect in our weakness. Let our lives shine so bright that others will glorify you in heaven. This is our declaration today, that we are unashamed. That we are unapologetic, we are unleashed. In Jesus' mighty and matchless name, amen.